We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Damian Lillard is the cover man for NBA 2K21. And in doing the media rounds for it, he sat down with Shams, and he said something pretty interesting to me, because the impact of what being on the cover of a video game means to players, it seems like it's something we talk about, the Madden curse and how guys don't perform well after being on the cover of Madden. It is an honor to be the face of a video game. And Damian Lillard sat down with Shams, and he said something that really stuck out.
It means a lot. It's one of those things that's like the signature shoe. You know, everybody just don't get it. You know what I mean? So to be able to join the line of players that's been on the cover of 2K is an honor, because, you know, I said earlier, every time I come across a game that is my favorite year of a game, the way that you recognize it is by, you know, AI was on that cover, or Kobe was on that cover. That was my favorite one. So just to join that group and have that honor, man, is cool.
He said he made it. Mm-hmm. He made it. The cover of 2K21 is when Dame made it. It wasn't Rookie of the Year. It wasn't First Team All-NBA. It wasn't a $100 million shoe contract. It wasn't, you know, a shot that will live in Trailblazers lore or a Supermax deal. The cover of 2K is one of those things where he's like, I made it. One of the guys.
Well, I think it's also, too, for him, you get to see it. He's recognized for what he has done, his talents and what he's done. See, growing up, this is the style of being recognized on the cover of a video game is very similar to what I considered in the times of athletes was the Sports Illustrated cover or the Wheaties box. I mean, it's along the same as, like, if you ever had the opportunity to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated and you were like Tony Mandrich, the Incredible Bulk, or you got to see Alex Rodriguez, who he and I were in the same exact class. I still remember that issue of 93, or seeing the covers of the magazines. Now, the magazines don't carry as much weight sports-wise anymore, because it's not really... I know the fashion people still love it, and that's probably popular. I mean, even the time when Maxim magazine was all about the cover girl or anything, and even Playboy's gone, and all that's moving digitally. You're talking about the cover of a video game. That's probably the most popular video game when it comes to basketball in the world. I mean, I don't know where it touches Madden, because anybody that's on a Madden cover will say, it's a curse, blah, 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 blah. What? It's an unbelievable honor to be on a cover like that. I mean, can you imagine being on a Wheaties box back in the day?
That's the thing. Like, you were mentioning SI. Wheaties is that one. Like, Wheaties used to be it.
I still have the Michael Jordan Wheaties box.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Unopened or open?
Well, of course it's open. I mean, I couldn't. I had to eat the Wheaties.
You got
to
have your Wheaties in
the morning. I had the Wheaties. Yeah, there were so many. Just looking at that, when you were on the Wheaties box, it's like, wow, this guy made it, you know, the Wheaties box. Or if you had a Sports Illustrated cover, that's like, man, that is it.
And on 2K, what is impressive about it is that, like you mentioned, where does it stack up against Madden? Well, 2K has its own league that actual NBA teams have a team, like Blazer Gaming, right? They play, their games are televised. Last night, NBA 2K was on ESPN, the main channel last night, playing. So its reach is huge, and it is global, and Dame is one of those guys. I think it's a really cool thing, and it's kind of telling at where the video game culture is with the young athletes, because of the fact that it means that much. I mean, I have a feeling that, like, when, you know, Ray Lewis was on the cover of Madden or Mike Vick. Yeah, that was an honor, but they didn't really understand the gravity of the reach and what it could mean. Like Dane was saying, you know, his favorite video games, he remembers who was on the cover of those. And that is something that if 2K21 is what people are is their favorite video game moving forward, they're going to think of Damian Lillard, who's on the cover of that. And that's a pretty cool thing that as it hopefully it stands the test of time, because you don't want to be the guy who's on the cover where they went too far in the game and made it too hard. You know, I remember that with Madden 1 year when they did the passing vision thing where you had to use that. It was, the game just became too hard. And a lot of people were like, that sucked. But if it's a game that everybody loves, Dame's going to be synonymous with that moving forward.
There you go.
That's pretty cool. 503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. One thing that the 2K game does not have when they're televising it is not very much trash talking you hear on the video game. Adam Silver talked about, what is the league going to do with trash talk? I am very pro trash talking being televised. And if a cuss word slips in there, I won't be offended by it. But Silver says that's something that they're actually addressing amongst the NBA and their broadcast partners.
We'll see. I mean, I think that comes with potential for additional miking. I mean, I think there's got to be some limits on the language. I think often players, they understand when they're on the floor, they're saying certain things to each other because it's so loud in the arena. They know a lot of it's not being picked up. I mean, they may have to adapt their language a little bit, knowing that what they say will likely be picked up by microphones. And in all seriousness, we may need to put a little bit of a delay on some of our, those are all issues that we're going to work through.
And a lot of people are like, oh, they're going to tape delay games. Nah, it's just that their 10-second delay will probably be 20 seconds for this. And they have a way to get through it. But there's even
except
some
for the live tweeters.
You made the shot. What? I haven't seen it yet.
Dang it.
That'll be,
oh, you know what's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh. Because the people that are going are definitely the live tweeter ones.
Yeah, they are. They're going. They're going to be there. You're going to have the media. There are going to be some media people there or team representatives. They're going to be there that run the social media accounts or anything. They're going to be there. And they're going to live tweet it. And then you're going to be like, what?
So I was late to adopt this. But because I have YouTube TV and I feel like it's on a little bit further delay than if you have like a regular cable, I have just stopped watching Twitter when I'm watching live games. And frankly, it's a little bit cathartic. It used to be part of my thing. Like, what are people saying about the game as I'm watching the game? Yeah. Too many spoilers now. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put the phone in the other room and just enjoy.
I agree with that, Ryan. I think that's I totally agree with that.
I mean, the spoilers kind of forced me into it. But now that I've started doing it, I kind of like it better.
Well, it is nice.
You can absorb the
it.
Game the way you want to, not what everyone else is telling you to do it.
Yeah. Being on Twitter, it doesn't get you in here because you're looking at the speed of the game on your phone instead of actually watching the game itself. You miss a lot of things that happen.
Especially if you got to go take a leak and you got to take a leak and you got to take a little break. Hey, you can put it on pause.
Yeah.
You want to come back in the Twitter and be like, what? 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 No.
I wonder how much of the people want to hear the unfiltered audio though.
Well, I think you still got to be a pro when you're on the court. These guys are, they're professionals and they are, as much as you don't want to say, the guys are kind of role models a little bit. So if you got to sharpen it up a little bit and sacrifice for the camera a little bit, I'm not telling you not to do something, but there might be repercussions. If you drop some things, you say something, you're like, oop, I probably shouldn't have said that. Just be prepared for it.
Yeah,
deal with it.
Donovan Mitchell, the Jazz, says, nah, let me hear it. He said he came out yesterday, was like, no, just let it all be out there.
Oh, man.
And hear everything. And that's coming from one of the players in the NBA, which I thought players would probably be more guarded about it than anybody else.
I think that's very convenient for him to say.
Why?
Because it hasn't happened yet.
Well, shoot, the golfers are saying, like, a number of them are like, I don't want to be mic'd up. Like, what I talk about with my boys and my caddies,
exactly.
None of your business.
It's spot the heck on. It's very convenient to say, yeah, let it all hang out till you call a guy's a P word or a B word, and then next thing you know, that goes over well.
You're canceled.
Not only just canceled, you're out.
You know, one of the first guys that I remember being canceled for saying something on the bench is, remember Scott Pollard?
Scott Pollard from Kansas.
Scott Pollard did that on the bench, and like that was the first time I was like, whoa, you know, he's getting just absolutely blasted for this. And then Kobe did it too.
What happens if you would have actually heard Draymond Green say that to Kevin Durant? Ooh. Like really heard him call him that. Like sharp, clean, right there. Every enunciation. right there in front of it, two superstars talking to two all-stars, just be like, man, you think that's what Donovan Mitchell thinks? Yeah, sorry, dude.
See, and that's why I say I thought the players would be a little bit more guarded in
it.
Because they know what that is. Fans, I think, would love to have that until you hear something from a guy that, as you said, is a role model to a lot of people. Then it'd be like, okay, that's gone too far. I, for one, I wouldn't care, but I know that I'm not everybody, and I probably would care if my kids were sitting right next to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's your job. You're the parent.
Yep.
Okay. Don't put your parenting skills on other people. Right. That's not their job as the parent. You be the parent. So you can put it on mute and you have those options. And you can just, you know, like, hey, we'll watch the game. We know that's gonna be bad. So we'll just put this on mute. Don't tell these guys to be somebody different. They're professional men. They get to deal with the stress, the anxiety of getting canceled.
If you're wanting to make money and you're the NBA, have a stream where it's just the game and you don't even need any commentary on it. You can just have a stream of the game, use the camera angles, not have the mics, and it's just the ambient noise of what's going on the floor. People would pay for that.
Or they'd just hit the mute button.
No, the fans that want it would pay for that, and you could be an extra revenue stream. Meanwhile, at home with your big broadcast partners, they could sit there and they'd be okay with having that feed delayed and not hearing any of those cuss words.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.